All right, Rabbi, I went up, ma'am. Up, ma'am. Mayim. Excuse people. Amar of Chistah. Lilkot be'achat. So to get Malkut on Ginuach of a Nazir, only even one hair. It's amazing. Na'akev b'shtayim. But the shi'ud that the Nazir, at the end of his Nazirut, like we said, he has to shave his hair at the end, as it's at the end of his Nazirut. So as long as he has two hairs that are not shaven, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. So that's ma'akib. Two hairs is ma'akib. So he's got to shave all his hair at least down to one. You know what?
Yeah.
Right, the end. Yeah. So two hairs is ma'akib, the shaving of the Nazirut at the end, to make it power, exactly. And listor eno soter ela berov rosho. Interesting. But be soter the nezirut, so then it has to be rov rosho. Since he'll get malkut already on one hair, but it's not soter, unless it's rov. This guy's starting with not too much. But if he wants to be soter, then it has to be rov rosho ubita. No, this is talking about using a tar. Three laws, that's what would be the laws. The court is even one hair if he cuts. La'akev, which is when he has to cut his hair, he has to cut everything down to less than two. And if he cuts rov rosho when he's not supposed to, he has to start counting again. That's soter. So if he cuts one hair, he'll get malkut, but it's not soter.
Oh, so he can be soter even without tumah. He can be soter by cutting his hair.
By cutting his hair, exactly. That's right. How do we know that it's talking about not only Tar, but who Adin all Ma'avirin? Was that Lametet? No, Lametet. Just had it. Lametet. So why are you saying only betar? Ela emak en tar. Okay, it's like a tar. Tanya na meachin nazir shetalash. We had this bright on Lametet. Mirat sepsef. He's always pulling the hair out with his hands or with the depilatory or sepsef and so on. He rubbed it cold shiu. If he takes out even one hair, chayav malku. Eno soter. Ela berov rosho ubetar. Bishlom Yehuda Amir, Bishlom Bishimon, Keshem sh'shte se'arot me'akevot bo, kach sh'te se'arot sotrot bo. Mahmir, he says to be soter, it's not to cut two hairs, and already he's out. Tanan Atam, Shlosham Migalchim, there's three guys that shave the hair. Tiglachtan mitzvah, and the tiglacht is a mitzvah. On Nazir, we know. Mitzorah. On first and seventh day of his Tahara, he has also a Giluah. Ulviim, that's the famous story of the Leviim, that they had to shave their head, their body. As a matter of fact, that's Korach, exactly. Chulan shigilchu shelo betar, o shishinu shte se'arot, lo asu velo kedu. Any of them that did not use a tar, left at least two hairs, nothing, enough for them as well. Marmor, shloshah migalchin, v'tegdatam mitzvah, Peshita, what do you have to tell me that? We know that there's a mitzvah on these things. That's Torah law, all these things. Now, the tema, Mishum Abure Se'arhu, the whole purpose of the Mishnah is what? To get rid of the hair. Afilu Sach Nasha. What does that mean? Even if the Nazim Surah, they put the depilatory on their body over there, maybe I would think they fulfilled the mitzvah. If it's just the result, so how do I care how you do it? Just you got the hair off. Kamashmanan. That it's coming to say that what? Tiglachtan mitzvah. That the tiglachat itself is the mitzvah, meaning not the result. And the tiglachat has to be done dafka bitar. So if you're saying tiglachatan is not the mitzvah, if you're saying the mitzvah is not to have hair, so what do I care how you get it off? But the Hadush of the Bright is to say, no, tiglachtan mitzvah. The way you do it is the mitzvah. The way you do it the mitzvah is how? Bitar. Okay. And that usually.
Are they called Sachna Shah because it's for ladies? So it is like a smear for ladies.
Exactly. Yes. Depilatory. Exactly. Which was, by the way, Shemen Amor. That's what the Gemara Megillah says. Shemen Amor. The Gemara says, my Shemen Amor. The Gemara says, Satchat, which whatever Satchat is. And then it says, Shemen Shemashirita Se'ar, Ma'adenita, Shemashirita Se'ar, Ma'adenita Basar.
So the Ketuvot, we had this in maybe Daf Ayin, Aleph, like that area over there where they talked about the smell, the bad,
And the Gilad, that's one, Yimani Dalet, the beginning, the first page. Okay. Ketani, and you have it in Mislama, you have it in Moed Katan also. Children of the papa's daughters. They had a lot of hair. Okay. Ketani. We have a Mishnah. So all these three mitzvot, so we say, well, we need a ta'at. Okay, it says clearly that it's mashma lo ya'aleh or lo ya'avor when you're not supposed to, but when you're supposed to, that's got to be a ta'ar. Gabel levim ketiv, leviru ta'ar alkohol besarav. It says, beferush by the levim, leviru ta'ar, ela mesora betar min alan. How do you know? By mesora, just says, yigalach et kol besaro. It doesn't say ta'ar. So how do you know that ta'ar is by mesora? So you have a chite, matitim levim, maybe you say, but then from the mamatzinu, from the levim. No, mam levim, she can't turn in tiglachat, the end tiglachtan, Ela betar. This is what we would say. That just like the Levim needed tiglad, and the tiglad is only betar. Afani abi eta mesora shehu taun tiglachat v'she'en tiglato ela betar. Ikhla mefrach mal Levim shekem tulim tenufa begufam. They need another process also. Besides that, and Aharon had to waive the Levim. So there was, since they were, there's a chumra by the Levim that the mesora doesn't have, namely the mitzvah of tenufa, waving them. So maybe that's why they need tar. But maybe when there's no tenufah, you don't need ta'at. Tomah, b'mesorah, delo. So how are you going to know it from? So the Gemara says, Ela, titi, menazir. Okay, you can learn from Nazir. I'm going to say what? Ma, le Nazir. I'm sorry, what the Gemara is going to speak now. Ma, le Nazir, sheesh lo tiglahat mitzvah, ve'en tiglato ela b'ta'at, af, ani avi, levim, sheesh lahim, I'm sorry, mitzorah, she tiglato mitzvah, ve'en lo b'ta'at, ma, le Nazir, sheken korbanot ha'olechem, with the Qurban, you have to bring lamb, halot matzot, you can get matzot, tomah b'metzora delo, his Qurban is dry. So therefore, maybe you don't need the ta'at. Ela mehada lo'atya. So we can't learn it one from one. Ela titi me tarbihon. Learn it from both. Okay. Meheiti, how are you going to learn it from? Titi me levim. So let's go start from the levim. That's how you're going to start. I'm going to say, no, ma le levim, she can't turn to the fagufan. Nazir yochiyah. Nazir doesn't happen. There's no tenufa by Nazir, and still it has ta'an. By the Nazir, she can come out ta'an lechem. Okay, but the Qurban of the Nazir has a chumrah. Levi'im yochiyahu. So we see each one has a chumrah, but obviously it's not the chumrah that bring the results because they both have ta'an, even though they have different. So give us lori izeh, kiri izeh. Obviously, the chumrah of Nazir and the chumrah of Levi'im are not similar to each other. So we go to Sana Shaveh. Sana Shaveh, she can turn tiglahat, tiglat ta'an betan. Okay, but come along and ask a question. But the Gemara is going to ask a different question. But you can ask a similar question, but they also have chumrot. Even though they have different chumrot, but they do have chumrot. That's the common thing. That, maybe because they have chumrot, that's what brings ta'at. But Sheikh Mitzvah doesn't have a chumrah. But the Gemara will bring a different question. The Gemara sometimes does that. The Gemara says, okay, but I don't care if it's a different Qumrah. Bottom line, it's a Qumrah that they have that causes the result. But the Gemara says something. Why don't you still ask? There is a Sada Shaveh between Mesorah and Levim. That what? Sheken, the Torah says, En Korbano Bedalut. Tomar v'mesora shekorbano betalut, which means the Torah does not make a chiluk, whether it's levim anim to levim ashirim. It's one korban. There's no purpose korban when it comes to the levim when they were inaugurated. They have to bring whatever shneparim, whatever it is, to serve in the mishkan. Nazir also is the same korbanot, asham, hatat, and olah. and that's it. There's no korban. So therefore, maybe they have a chumrah that they can only bring the korban ba'ashirut. Tomar b'nazir or tomar b'sorah shekorbanu b'dalut. That comes along and says that he's able to bring birds. So therefore, and maybe that's why you don't need a tar. Which is maybe the chumrah, the nazir and levim share a common chumrah. What's the common chumrah that they share? Korban b'ashirut. Mashienke mitzurah doesn't have korban b'ashirut. Has korban even b'dalut. Therefore, you can't learn from them. So Gemara says, Amar le Rava bar meshar shel Rava haitana meikara amar. Initially, he said like this. You can't learn it from Mitzorah, the deen of Ta'ad. Why can't I learn it from Nazir from Mitzorah? I cannot learn Nazir from Mitzorah. She'en danin kal mehamur. I guess they're calling Nazir kal, and they're calling Tiglachat Mitzorah hamur. And therefore, you can't learn the kal from the hamur. I can't learn the hamur from the cow. Right. Let's go through the whole story again. Mikara, I tried to learn Mitzorah. Yeah. I guess we're going from the beginning now. Mikara, initially, when they were judging, the original subject was how do we know Nazir is Betar? So we said we have a Pasuk. Now we're starting initially. No, why don't you learn Nazir from Mitzorah? So the Gemara says, Nazir is considered kal, and Mesurah is considered hamur. Lachmir alav in order to be mahmir. And therefore, the Gemara originally tried to learn Nazir from Mesurah. So therefore, it seems that the Tana knew that Mesurah is ta'at. In our version, we didn't know that, by the way. In our version, we said, Mesurah minai.
I think yesterday's
daftar
we did, right?
And
yesterday's daftar brought this idea. It was similar. It says ta. No, we're using it for something else. Remember that we had that whole.
That was by Nazir.
But
the Surah doesn't say anything.
Right, but they brought it. I mean, like, you know, we fell for
right,
it.
Right.
They didn't bring mitzvah. When we left for mitzvah,
so our Gemara, so even today's daftar, on today's daftar, Gemara said, Bishtama Nazir Ketiv, Bishtama Levim Ketiv, Mitzvah Minay. Now the Gemara say no. Mi'ikara, the Gemara assumed that Mitzorah for sure is Betah because it wanted to learn Nazir from Mitzorah. And the Gemara said, no, you can't learn Nazir from Mitzorah because Mitzorah is considered a Chumrah and Nazir is considered a Kula. Vehadar Amar Nilaf Medina. And then the Gemara came along and said, what? The opposite. Let's learn the Deen of Mitzorah that's Hayab Legalayam Nazir Levim. So reversed. I understand you can't learn Nazir the Kal from the Hamur. So now, Adraba, let's learn over here Mitzorah from the Dina of Nazir and Levi'im. And then what happened? Umedina Nameh Lo Yalif. And he wasn't able to learn from there also because of the question of Rabbi Rabbah Ben Banish. So at the end of the day, we still don't have a proof where we can learn Mitzorah from. Again, it's going to be the history of the world here. We started trying to learn it from Nazir. You can't learn it from Nazir. I want to learn Nazir from Mitzorah. You can't learn Nazir from Mitzorah. Mitzorah, it seems, was known. And then the Gemara said, no. Actually, we don't know Mitzorah. We're going to learn Mitzorah from the Benayu, from the Beam and Nazir. And then he asked the question. And he said, no, you can't because they have Chumrot of Ashir. And he has a Kula of Ani. So therefore, the Gemara is basically saying, where's the Mekor? Amar Leh. So Gemara comes along and says like this. Amar leha hu aliba de rabbanan. Ha aliba de rabbi Eliezer. Okay. That which Rabbah, the Braita, that held that it's Pashut, that a Mitzvah shapes with a Ta'ar, that's Rabbanan. And that's why initially they wanted to learn Nazir from Mitzvah. However, our Braita, that was Masha, we have a no Mekor for Mitzorah, that's following the B, Eliezer. And we're going to see the source now. So again, so the Banan is Pashut that Mitzorah is Betah. So much so that they want to learn Nazir from Mitzorah. But you can't learn because Chachamut. But Mitzvah was known. This rabbi in our Gemara didn't know Mitzvah and wanted to learn Mitzvah from somewhere else. Who's that? Rabbi Eliezer. Evantem? Machloket Tanaim is Mitzvah Pashut or not. Gemara says, Detnan, you have Mishnah. This is in Makor, page 20. This is by cutting the peot of the zakat. Enu hayab achil ketenu betar. We know that the peot zakat is not hayab until you do what they raise you. These are different types of plane or a different type of apparatus. You're going to be hayab. My time, I did a banana. What's the reason for the banana? They say, what? That it's only considered achil ketenu betar. Tanya. So they're going to learn, this is going to show us how the Rabbanan held with Pashut that Mitzvah is Betar. Because they're going to learn the law of Pe'at Zakan from Mitzvah, which was given. Tanya, we have a braita by the Mitzvah, it says, now, the question of the Gemara is going to be, if it says Kol Rosho, why does it say Zakano? Which means it's Mashma, that it includes all that. That's so why does it have to mention or Kol Se'aro? Sorry, it says Kol Se'aro. Kol Se'aro is Kol Se'aro. Why have to mention Zikano? So the Gemara says Zikano Matamud Amar. We have to mention Zikano. It says by the Kohanim that they're not allowed to cut their Fat Zikana. Yachol Afilu Metzoraken. You think that the Metzora also should not cut his Pe'or? Tamud Omar, Zekano, that the Mesorah, if he's a Kohen Mesorah, obviously we're talking about, he's Hayab to shave his beard, even though normally, if he wasn't a Mesorah, would be a Asur for the Kohen to shave his beard. So therefore, what are we learning from over here? Why Kohen? No, we have a regular Isur Gabe Kohanim, which is it's an additional Isur. So the Kohanim get an additional Isur of if they cut their beard with a ta'ar. Besides the regular Isur everybody gets, Kohanim have an extra Isur. So the question is, what if the Mitzvah is a Kohen? That would be the Nafkaminana, Mitzvah Kohen. Can he shave? Yes. Why? Because the Pasuk would have its way to say Zekanecha. It didn't have to say Zekanecha. Zekanam. It just said Kod Besaro. Why have to add Zekanecha to come along and say that what? That even if he's a Mitzvah Kohen, he's still obligated to shave his hair, even the Zakan at the time. Now, what do you see over here? That the Mitzvah of the Taglahat of the Mitzvah is Davka Betan. It has to be Betan because what's the Isur of the Kohanim when they're cutting their beard? Only Betan.
Right.
So the whole starting point is, I would have thought the Mitzvah, who's a Kohen, could not be allowed to shave his beard. In the way Kohanim are not allowed to shave their beard. And what's the way Kohanim are allowed to shave their beard? Betan. So therefore, it was assumed that Mitzvah is Ba'ar. That's the way he shaves his beard. Which means, if it was B'misparayim, so then what's the Gemara asking? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have thought that he can't shave B'misparayim just like a Kohen. A Kohen can't shave B'misparayim. So then what is the Gemara coming to say? And that must be, you see, it was Pashut for Rabbanan that Mitzvah is Beta'ar. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Torah went out of its way to say Zekanav or Zekeno, to say that even if he's a Kohen, he's allowed to do it with it. Normally, Kohen would not be allowed to do what you're talking. That's it. Very good. Umin alan de betar. Of course, how do you know? How did they know that? It doesn't say tar in the pasuk. So it said, no, the Tanya, we have a braita. Ufad zekanam no yigalehu. It says in the pasuk, ufad zekanam yigalehu. That's what? What's by a Kohen or regular guy? Where is that? By Kohanim. If adds the Kanam, Yachol afilu gilechom b'misparayim yehayab. You think if the Kohen uses scissors, it'll be hayab. Tamud omar velo tashrit. Tashrit means derech hashchata. Hashchata means with a razor, as opposed to just using a scissors. Yachol leketo b'malket berehitani yehayab. Which sounds like that's also a way of hashchata, using these other types of apparatus. What does hashchata mean? When you catch the hair at the root. When you use a scissors, you can't get it at the root. The scissors goes up until the flesh, but you can't get in the root. But aleket and nehitari goes into the root. So therefore it's hashchata. So maybe it'll be hayab. Tamud lomar. Uf'ad zekanam. lo yigandehu. So giluach sounds like the normal way of shaving, which is what? Razor. Razor asud, and the other ones, even though it's not, even though it's meikaro, even though it goes to the root, but it's not derek giluach. So the Gemara says, ha ketzad, ezu giluach sheyesh bo hashchata. What's the normal way of shaving that has hashchata? Havi omer ze ta'am. Good.
And talking
about Kohen. Beautiful. Now, I need this for Kohen. Because once I know Kohen asur beta'am, the Gemara assumed that the reason why it said zekana, zekeno by mesora is to tell me that even if the mesora is a Kohen, he's allowed to do what a normal Kohen would not be allowed to do. And what's a regular Kohen not allowed to do? Ta'am. Sure. And therefore the mesora would be allowed to use ta'am. That's how we know ta'am. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who told you that when it said giluach, it's going to exclude leket verehitani? Maybe it's coming to exclude something else. Which means, who told you that mitzorah, because it said the word zakan by mitzorah, that it comes and tells me he's allowed to use ta'ar, and he has to use ta'ar. Maybe it's saying that even if he uses ta'ar, it's okay, but the mitzvah can even use leket and rehitani, which means you wanted to say, it's not talking about ta'ar. Whatever the Kohen is not allowed to do, the mitzvah is allowed to do. And you tell me that a Kohen is allowed to do leket for rehitani, Kohen, because that's considered giluach derech hashchata. So maybe when the pasuk of mitzvah was coming along and said the extra word that he's allowed to, he has to shave his whole body and his beard, maybe it's coming to say that he can use anything. He can use a leket b'rehitani, and even he can use a ta'an. How do you know it's only a ta'an? Again, I read the Gemara. Mimai, how do you know that the mitzvah is only dafka of a ta'an? Maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah in that way as well. The problem with that is, it says by mitzvah the word yigalaya, and we just said giluach is betar. So all the harim asked that question. All the harim, the Gemara is going to answer, but the harim asked, what's the habibim? You just gave me a dirashah that said by kohen, not by mitzvah. By kohen, you said, oh, it's the word giluach. What does giluach mean? Ta'am. And it says the same exact word by mitzvah. And now you're learning, oh, maybe by mitzvah, maybe the kedaitan is okay. It says yigalaya. Okay, that's the Harim's question, but the Gemara nonetheless says, and therefore maybe it's saying the afilu beta'ar lo mehayev, and therefore maybe does not have to use he could use a leket veritani. And the hadush is, and maybe the hadush of the Torah is that even though he could use a leket veritani, he could still use a ta'ar. Hadush is, even though you have an option not to use a ta'ar, because I can do it be'etin, you can still use a ta'ar. But not that it's exclusive, you can only use a ta'am. Maybe you can use a kabitani. That's the use of the Torah to say you can even use a ta'am.
So Gemara said, no, amre, isal kadata ki avida mibirat kabitani shapida me.
If you tell me that the mitzvah is able to use a leket v'reitani, so then the word zekano lishtokra mine. It doesn't have to say anything. Just keep quiet. Why? Don't mention zekano. Ana amina. I would say, umaga ben nazir. The isura ka'abid afilu hachi mehayev by the nazir, where he makes an isur by accepting the zirut. Remember we learned? Yotet. Okay. Dav Gimal. Chabet. All these dapim over here we learned. Dream dapiyot. Sabiya Zar Kefa. So basically we learned all over the place. Nazir, whenever he accepts upon himself the zirut, he's making a sin. Correct? The out of sinners. And then still what? But still, when he shaves his hair, he's not to make any suit.
Right.
Which means, at the end of the day, he's cutting his whole hair off, right? But mm-hmm.
So he says, ha'achad de mitzvah, but by the mitzvah, where it's a mitzvah of the teglachat.
I guess there's no avera at this point. The Gemara is assuming mitzvah is not connected to any avera.
Lo kol sheken. Certainly, it should be permissible to push away the teglachat. And if Torah is giving matir, the sinner, to push away the sur, so the mitzvah is not a sinner, and therefore the Torah did not have to write the word zekano to tell me that. If it tells me zekano, it's coming to tell me not that he can use a tar, but that he must use a tar. I would have thought he can use a tar, but he can use like a biritan. I don't need that. I don't need you to tell me that he can use a tar. If a nazir can use a tar, because you can, a mesorah can use a tar. Because the nazir accepted it be isur. The mesorah miskin didn't do anything wrong. So then, if it says the word zikano, it must be not telling me he can use a tar. It must be telling me he must use a tar. And I say, you know. So the Gemara says, so stop right there. So that's Rabbanan. Rabbanan know that a mesorah uses a tar. Even though it doesn't say the word tar by him, but for the word zikano, and they know zikano is not necessary, and they learn from Kohen, and it must be coming to tell me that not that it's an option, but it's mandatory. Now the Gemara gives one more item. The two, if you're going to tell me that you fulfill the mitzvah by mesorah, if you use leket v'rehitani, because it doesn't say the word ta'as, if you would have thought that maybe you could get away with it in another way, kol makom she'ata motze ase belo ta'ase. We have a rule. You have an ase and a lo ta'ase that are in front of you. Im ata yachol lekayem et sheneheh mutav. If you're able to fulfill both of them without transgressing the lo ta'ase, so then baruch haba. Im lab yavo ase v'yidche et lo ta'ase. The famous rule. Ase doche lo ta'ase. And therefore, according to this, if the mitzvah was able to fulfill the mitzvah of tiklahat, well, the riket and the hitani, we would not let you use a tar. Because why would I, in a kanami, I say to chaylo ta'ase, but only if you have to. But there's another way to do it. So there's which means, so therefore, so you basically give what I'm saying at the end of the day, oh, so sekano, without sekano, I would have said, what do you mean, if I could use a riket and the hitani, not the pshat, and you can use a tar. What do you mean? You would not be allowed to use a tar because
have other ways.
So if the pasuk is coming to tell me, yeah. You use a tar, but that's there's no other way, and therefore it's the only option. So basically,
why do you need to do something? Why do we need to get there?
We don't have a cash.
Also, according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't work.
Follow the Lakish,
it doesn't work. Because if you could use the tar, there's no way we would allow you to use the
so the bus must be coming to tar.
You could use the Rish
Lakish is stuck. Yeah, it must be coming to tar.
Yes. Otherwise,
Israel would not
count. Exactly.